Previously on Murphy Bay Magic.
Not just kill you. Telemarade.
This vampire hunter is the first of many.
Looks like this guy is Baylor of the Evil Eye, champion of the Fomorians.
You've run out half the businesses and locals because they can't afford their mortgages and rent. Who the fuck is this Indec company who's buying up everything?
Andrew!
I've asked you not to middle name me like that, Brenda. You're my wife, not my mother. Use your words and tell me why you're upset with me.
You can't drink alcohol on this beach.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, you know this. We come here
Whoa,
every time we...
Oh, look! I just took a sip of beer. Looks like the signs are wrong. I can drink alcohol on the beach.
Oh, my God. Can I not have a nice time watching the sunset with you on the beach? Do you always have to antagonize me?
You can watch your fucking sunset if you'll get off my nuts about the beer.
And you've got trash everywhere already. You're not using the designated bag.
Let's go have sex in that little cave.
Ugh. You think I want to have sex with you right now? We're fighting. And in a cave of all places, are you out of your fucking mind?
You used to be fun. Remember when we had sex in that Panda Express bathroom? This cave has to be cleaner than that. What's this? What are you doing?
I'm moving to a different part of the beach. I don't want to be here with my husband, a future felon, and his open container of alcohol on the beach.
Don't be ridiculous. Man, this isn't even a misdemeanor. It's probably like a civil infraction. Like a speeding ticket.
Oh my God, there's beef jerky wrappers everywhere.
The ocean is full of plastic anyway.
Why do we even take this yearly trip to Murphy Bay anymore? Do you even remember how much fun we used to have on these trips? You have turned into an insufferable nihilistic asshole.
Yeah, that was back when you used to know how to party. I mean, we'd screw half the trip. You don't touch me anymore, Brenda.
You touch yourself enough for us both, Kenny. I've seen the file on your desktop. I'm sorry I don't have a French tip manicure, a bald pussy, and howl like a banshee at the slightest touch. If you'd even
Brenda!
Listen... What?
Your book is floating.
Well, what in God's name? Oh!
The fuck?
Man, I'm alive.
Are you okay?
I think so. Did my book just attack me?
I don't know what that was. I saw it too. You're not. Fuck!
Your beer was wedged into the sand. How did that... Ah!
Baby, we gotta run. Something is...
Leave our things. Run. Run to the car. It's ghosts or Mother Nature or something. They're mad because you littered.
It's my fault the ghosts are throwing things at us? You always love to blame me. Brenda! Brenda?
News about Sunny being a vampire.
Sunny and Keegan stood in one of the exam rooms at Murphy Bay Medical. The room smelled like duct tape and piss, which makes sense. Given that the two of them had just finished duct taping a warlock to the exam table, and that warlock had pissed themselves.
Stop hitting the warlock with your staff. That's what made them piss in the first place.
Fine. But I'm gonna fucking blast him.
A lot of people know, okay? I can't possibly tell you everyone's name. I know a warlock who's a nurse in McMinnville. She had a patient who was an older woman from Murphy Bay. That lady wouldn't shut up about the Lebanese vampire who took over as town doctor. That warlock told us at a local meeting in Salem, but I couldn't possibly tell you everyone who knows. Those warlocks definitely told more people.
Lebanese? Did she mean lesbian?
I got the impression she assumed you were Lebanese and was also deeply xenophobic.
Well, she's McMinnville's problem now. But you're my problem.
Call Rita. Maybe she can teleport this asshole off a cliff.
That seems a little extreme.
So does coming here to drain my aunt of her blood, you piss-soaked bitch.
Ugh. Keegan!
What?
Cut that out.
This motherfucker was gonna kill you.
I'm not mad you're hitting them. I just don't want to clean up more piss later.
It's not gonna be piss next time. Ugh. Road trips fuck up my poop schedule.
Can't you, I don't know, mesmerize him?
Like Dracula?
Or like True Blood or something. Make them think he got here and you were already dead or something.
This is real life, Keegan, not some make-believe TV show. I'm a real vampire.
I'm a druid. That's a warlock. You're a vampire and your wife is a demigod. Don't make me feel like my suggestion was ridiculous.
If I had the power to hypnotize people, I would have used it on you when you were little, so you'd never play the Crazy Frog song again.
I was really into that.
You were. It was horrible.
Hey, maybe I can fuck with this warlock's mind.
Please don't.
How so?
By summoning someone more powerful than me to do it.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Don lent me some books about Puerto Rican espiritismo. I've been reading about shamanic possession across different cultures, and I've been using what I've learned to fuck around with channeling dead people from the other world. Not just contacting them, but letting them use my body as a vessel for doing the magic I need help with.
That sounds dangerous.
It is!
Why are you doing that?
Well, first, I moved here with y'all so I could work on being a better witch. If I'm not doing something that's at least a little scary, I'm not learning.
And second?
I've been trying to see if I could find Dawn. Rita's fake birthday is in about a month, on Halloween, and it's technically her first birthday on Earth, and I just wanted to do something nice.
Oh, Keegs. You wanted to surprise her with being able to see Dawn for a little.
And to be able to hug her through me. Dawn could borrow my body for a sec to say happy made-up birthday, Rita. I know it's stupid. I can't find her. Either her soul isn't in the other world, or I'm not a good enough witch to track her down and channel her.
What does that have to do with fucking with this warlock's brain, though?
The other world has been wildly unpredictable since the DMV was dismantled, but I have been able to contact my own ancestors. I'm not great at channeling their souls into myself. I accidentally end up channeling their soul into one of my stuffed animals. But it's not the end of the world.
Is that why I heard someone screaming in Irish in your room the other day? I thought you were watching a documentary or something.
No, my great-great-aunt Aoife did not appreciate being summoned into my Minecraft creeper plush. But that's not important right now. What is important is that I can try that here. I can summon someone more adept at memory-altering magic than I am, and they can erase this fucker's memory of hearing about you, maybe plant a memory so they think you're already dead. I don't know.
What if I promise to be cool and not tell anyone?
Fuck off!
You said you keep channeling your ancestors into your plushies, though.
Good thing you have a plush. Is this a booger?
That's a pancreas. Back in the late 90s, a diabetes med had their pharmaceutical reps giving out plushies of organs. It looks like Dr. Stockton left his old collection here.
So, let's summon some old Murphy witch into this little pancreas guy to help us. What's so funny?
I just didn't expect the guy who found a way to tell the whole world about witches to be this incompetent.
Aunt Sunny? What if we bypass the magic stuff and I just gut them like a fish?
You've certainly been on a short fuse lately.
Whatever. Okay. Channeling time.
Keegan sat the pancreas plush on the chair next to the exam table, where the vampire hunter was taped up. He closed his eyes and pointed his druid staff their direction. A sparkling lavender light began to build at the end of the staff. The purple light shot from the staff and encompassed the chair and exam table before disappearing.
Is that it? That was fast.
I think so.
Who are you trying to channel?
I was just looking for any ancestor I could with experience in enchantment and mind alteration.
Did it work?
I don't think so. This plush still looks like
Hell's
a...
Hell's mess. Yeah. It smells like piss in here. Keegan? Hi, sweetheart. Gosh, you're all grown up. Aunt Sunny. Gosh, I know you're a vampire and all, but it is so strange seeing you just as I remembered you in life.
Hi. You channeled someone into the warlock?
I told you I hadn't really figured it out yet.
Oh, I'm in a warlock? Oh, yucky.
Yeah. And you'll forgive me for asking, but who are you? Clearly, you're from the Texas branch of the family, and you're someone I've met before.
It's me! Auntie Bridget!
Oh my god, hi!
Bridget, I haven't seen you since...
I was 13. That's when she died.
That breast cancer is a motherfucker, I'll tell you what. I loathe being rude, but may I ask why I have been summoned from the other world into a piss-soaked warlock?
I meant to summon you into this little pancreas plush.
Well, that is cuter than a bug's ear.
We needed help altering the warlock's memory. We need them to forget that they ever met Sunny, or even better, plant the false memory of her being dead, so they'll go tell the other warlocks. Warlocks are hunting her, and the stanky wiener came for Sunny. He's the first, but we don't think he's going to be the last.
And I'm not here to help with whatever's going on with you.
What do you mean?
Your aura is... it's different.
I mean, well, I'm 21 now, not 13. Also, you're dead. I know you could see auras when you were alive, but maybe being dead has thrown you off?
If anything, being dead makes me better at it. Age wouldn't change your aura like this, baby. The shape, it's larger, and it's like there's more of you in there than before. Usually, yours was red and purple. Now it's all gray and black.
That sounds bad. Could it be because he's been sick? He got attacked by something the other night and he hasn't been feeling well.
No, something has changed about Keegan on a spiritual level. I don't think it's necessarily bad, but whatever attacked you, that change has been more than physical, sweetheart.
Your symptoms have barely been responding to meds, Keegan. You said you could tell it was a supernatural creature, too. It would make sense this was magical.
I appreciate the information, and I'll take your advice and explore magical causes. But I need to focus on this warlock right now. That's why I called you.
I would love to alter their memory, but being channeled inside of this warlock presents us with an issue. I can't alter the mind I'm currently riding.
Fuck, that makes sense. Can we, I don't know, hang up our metaphysical call with you and try to summon you into the pancreas again?
That might be hard to do.
I don't know if I could do it again so soon. It's pretty exhausting. I also don't know that I'd get Bridget again. The more specific I get about who I'm trying to channel, the harder it is. Aunt Bridget is one of the best ancestors I could have summoned for this. She's accomplished at enchantment.
Oh, thank you, Keeks.
It's the truth.
Oh, I have an idea.
What is that?
Could you untie me? I have control of this body. I promise this warlock ain't gonna haul off and try to kill you. I think I can fix this without enchantment.
You sure you got them?
Absolutely. I could make this asshole line dance if I wanted to.
Thank you so much for your help, Aunt Bridget.
No problem, sweetheart. I just wish I'd had more chances to help you out when I was alive.
Okay, so I need to rip off this duct tape. I'm sorry, but some of it is touching the warlock's skin, and it's gonna hurt.
Oh, that's okay. I can't actually feel anything going on in this body.
Really?
Really, girl. Rip that shit.
Motherfucker! Ugh!
Oh, Bridget. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm fucking with you, Sunny. I really can't feel a thing. Keegan, grab one of those scalpels and stab this asshole's hand. You'll see. I can't feel shit.
Do not do that, Keegan.
Come on. Which hand am I supposed to listen to?
The one who isn't dead.
I mean, technically.
Okay, technically I'm undead, and you live in my house rent-free.
I'm sorry, Aunt Bridget. I will not be stabbing the warlock with a scalpel today.
I've been freed. Oh, we're in Murphy Bay Medical, right? I ain't been here since I sliced my finger real bad gathering mistletoe while visiting for Yule with your mama back in 98, but this place looks nearly identical.
Yep.
Well, that's just perfect. I need to step outside.
Okay. Are we supposed to follow her?
I guess.
Y'all coming?
Yeah, sorry, Aunt Bridget.
Let me lock up the clinic real quick.
I thought I remembered correctly. This clinic is on the cliffs facing the water. Whenever we visited, Mama would park the car right over there and make us kids line up for a picture.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing those pictures on Kiva's mantle. I didn't realize this was the exact scenic lookout where she took them.
She's walking away.
Why does she need the scenic overlook? I know she has family memories there, but I'm worried she's having too much fun having a body and we're being led on a ghost field trip. If she asks for anything beyond seeing the sunset over the bay at this scenic overlook, you need to send her back to the other world.
No, that's not her style. She's gonna help us. I just don't know how. Besides, I don't know how to get a ghost to leave whatever I've channeled them into yet. Ugh, wish I did. Aunt Eva would have been sent back the second she landed in my Minecraft plush.
Come on, slowpokes!
Why does she need to be out here to do whatever magic she's gonna do?
You know us druids like nature. It may just be easier for her to do what she's gonna do outdoors.
Would you get a load of that view? It's been a long time since I watched a sunset. Can you feel the magic coming from the Bay Kings?
Yeah. Probably not as well as you can, but yeah.
The magic here? That's why our family's here in the first place. Whatever is going on with you, the answer is here. You've been changed, and you won't know how to move forward if you don't know what that change is.
Thanks. So, what are you gonna do,
Sunny?
With...
Yeah?
I can't take care of every vampire hunter that may come looking for you, but I can sure take care of this one. I'm sorry I can't do more.
I mean, that's fine. What are you
Yay!
Gonna...
Oh my god!
She just
jumped the warlock off a cliff.
She didn't even use magic.
You're welcome, Keegan. I love you.
That's not the kind of help I wanted, Aunt Bridget. I could have thrown them off a cliff myself.
To be fair, she said that she couldn't do magic on a brain she was actively inhabiting.
Do you think the warlock is okay?
Do I think they're okay?
Yeah.
They landed on a big, pointy rock.
Okay.
Their spine is practically at a 90-degree angle.
I'm not a doctor. I'm just asking questions.
Oh, God. This is going to be so much work for Rita.
Excuse me. Do you know of an urgent care around here? It looks like this place is closed.
Oh, no. Your head is bleeding a lot.
We got attacked by fucking ghosts on the beach. Near that little cave.
It wasn't ghosts, Kenneth. We were probably hallucinating from swamp gas from the cave or something.
You sound so fucking stupid right now, Brenda. Swamp gas from a cave on a beach.
Oh, and ghost? Does it make you sound like an asshole?
Oh, okay. If everyone can stop yelling and start acting like adults who know how to behave in public, I can help you out. I'm actually the doctor here. Let me get open back up and I'll check you both out.
Ah!
Jesus Christ, lady.
Dead body. There's a dead body on the rocks down there.
I just...
That settles it. Next year, we're taking our vacation in Depot Bay.
Sunny walked through the dining room to the kitchen to get her morning thermos of blood. She walked past Rita, who was sitting at the table. Various books and papers were scattered in front of her, and she was angrily talking to her assistant Tyler on her phone. Rita usually looked kind of tired, but she looked extra tired today. Sunny hadn't seen her since yesterday afternoon.
No, I just want you to find this person's next of kin. Do not speak to them. Nurse Ratchet has better bedside manner than you. You're not in a fucking tunnel. You aren't even trying to make it sound like you are. You can hear me fine. I hear the printer in the background. Hello? Hello? Little fucker is about to get a visit from my dad, too. Gonna make him piss his pants, too. Not gonna be so sassy with me when he's got piss pants, is he? Hey, baby. Sorry if I woke you.
You didn't wake me. I see you got my voice notes about the body by my clinic.
Yeah, sorry I wasn't answering my calls. I was in West Virginia, and then I was hyper-focused on this book about Celtic myth all night. I saw them at like 4 a.m. I've been trying to get it all sorted out with the hospital in Lincoln City so they can pick up the remains from the funeral home. And I had to deal with the fucking assholes at the county PD. And I guess it falls on me to find out if this asshole who wanted to kill you has a family. Which is weird, because... I'm sorry, Sunshine. I wish I would have been able to come help you.
I'm not mad, baby. You were helping that young woman, and it's not your fault you have ADHD and hyper-focused. Besides, I don't really know what you could have done. Keegan's aunt's ghost just threw the guy over the guardrail. Hey, how did you get Jaxie to come out from under the bed?
I stopped by the vet yesterday. He has a trazodone prescription now. The vet wasn't sure if it would work on a hellhound, but it seems to be working. That should help him out until we get this ghost out of the house.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been so worried about him.
Is Keegan okay?
So-so. He's exhausted and doesn't feel well. He said he's gonna sleep in today. Why were you reading this book about Celtic myth all night?
Because... Keegan and I saw that guy through the portal where we sent the Gumbaroos.
Balor of the Evil Eye, champion of the Fomorians. This looks exactly like the Cyclops you described.
I think this is the Cyclops I described.
What's a Fomorian?
They're this supernatural race in Irish mythology. My dad told me to open my mind to other celestial creatures like me existing. And I think I saw one through that portal. Look, they're often portrayed as being giants and coming from the ocean, or even as these vicious sea raiders. They represent the destructive and chaotic forces of nature, and they personify chaos and death. I think these guys are the reason for all of the disappearances and deaths here, and the earthquakes.
How did you even find this book?
Teresa was reading it. It fell on the floor and it was open to this page.
How the fuck did that happen?
I'm gonna sound insane if I share why I think it happened.
Oh, sweetheart. You already have an auditory hallucination of a narrator that doesn't exist, and the ghost of a Victorian boy named Bertram haunts your brain. You already sound insane, and I don't care.
Baby, I don't know how many times I have to tell you that I may have auditory hallucinations, but that man is not one of them. I can tell the difference. And Bertram is a literal ghost, and he's much more polite than the one living here.
Okay, fine. You were telling me why the book showed you the exact page you needed?
I think Dawn's spirit is helping me. Are you taking a sip of blood because you're trying to think of the nicest way to tell me I've lost it for real?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm just super fucking hungry.
Oh, I finally knocked you up. You're drinking for two.
Maybe. We should keep trying.
You want to try to knock each other up before work?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, the fucking ghost.
Got you, you fucking homophobic Casper. I caught that monk you tried to throw up my wall. I'm gonna get you out of my fucking house and have so much nasty, sloppy gay sex. They'll use the video of me and Sunny to torture you in hell.
God fucking damn it!
What are you doing?
Making myself a reminder to go to the thrift store to find some new plates.
I'm sorry, baby.
Not your fault. What were we talking about?
You were about to tell me that you're leaving me because I kind of, sort of think that the spirit of our dead best friend helped me find the exact page I needed to in this book.
Oh, yeah.
You're leaving me?
No. Oh, no, never, my sweetie. I think you might be right.
Really?
There are so many cultures that believe in spirit guides. Like, a lot. I don't think that concept just developed out of the ether. If anyone could have a powerful enough of a spirit to help you this directly, it would be our Donnie. We don't know it's her, of course, but I don't think it hurts to assume she's looking out for you in some way.
Well, she helped out a lot. This book gives a general overview of the mythology, but listen to this shit about Balor. In the war against the Tuatha De Danann, I am struggling to pronounce all of these names in Irish. Anyway, those were like the magical race that first lived in Ireland, I guess? That's what I gathered from this book. In modern folklore, it looks like we call them fairies.
Oh, cool.
So, anyways, the Tuatha De Danann were at war with the Fomorians. Where was I? Oh, here. In the Battle of Ca Mhaithre, Christ, I'm probably butchering these names. Anyway, Balor was killed by his grandson, Lu, when he slung a stone at Balor's powerful eye before he could use its power of poison to destroy the Tuatha De Danann. The stone went through his eye and came out the other side. His giant body fell, crushing 27 Fomorian soldiers, including Indek, King of the Fomorians.
What? Like the name of the company buying up half of Murphy Bay?
Exactly. I saw this book for a reason. Now, I would love for someone to tell me what to do with this information. If Dawn were alive, she'd have busted out her double-sided whiteboard and created a fucking flowchart with explicit instructions.
I wish I could help you there. I don't know how she did that. I think you have to try to solve things the Rita way.
I can't do that. I don't see how taking pills I find on the ground and then having gay sex is going to solve our Fomorian problem.
Oh, calm down. I just said the words gay sex.
Good morning, Keegs.
Oh, the sound of plate shattering that violently woke me up was all because you keep yelling about gay sex.
That was a while ago. You're just now getting up.
I need a solid chunk of time to adjust to being awake and in a human body before I can get out of bed.
That's fair. What do you have going on today?
You are gonna come with me to the beach.
I can't. I have to do mayor stuff and work at Murphy Bay Magic today.
This is mayor stuff.
Going to the beach?
We've got to figure out why ghosts beat the shit out of two tourists.
God, I'm getting sand all over my boots.
They're combat boots.
I know, but they're not intended for beach combat.
Well, at least Jaxie seems to be enjoying himself.
Yeah, although I do feel like an asshole for not having him on a leash.
I don't think they anticipated teleporting hellhounds when they came up with the leash laws. It's not like the leash would do anything.
If we see anyone on the beach, I'll just teleport over to him and hope I can keep him in air jail until they pass. So, what the fuck are we looking for?
Well, I didn't know at first. But after you explained what was going on with the Fomorians, you gave me an idea.
Is there some sort of Fomorian who throws cans of beer at straight couples with failing marriages?
No, but fairies might.
Listen, kid, we've never talked about it explicitly, but I know you're not straight. That being said, I don't think either of us can just call gay guys fairies.
No, you fucking dork. I mean, literal fairies. Some would call them elves. Did you read about the Ishii in that book last night?
Oh, fuck yeah. They're descendants of the Tuatha De Danann who retreated to the Otherworld, right? I think I read that last night.
Yes, and they don't like it when you fuck up the natural world. or when you intrude on their preferred spaces. They interact with humans, but they're on a different plane. There are places where the veil between here and the other world are thinner, and those are where they hang out. I'm betting that our unhappy couple were hanging out near one.
The couple were set up over that way, though, from what you told me.
Before we investigate that part of the beach, I need to find a hagstone.
That's just a beach rock with a hole in it, yeah?
Yep, but it has magical properties. Apparently it should allow me to see fae folk. I actually meant to come look for a hagstone when we first got here. But with the ghost in the house and getting attacked, I just haven't had the time.
Why do you want to find one so bad?
Well, Nostradamus...
Oh, yeah! I forgot that you had to summon him for help while I was in hell.
He told me that my journey would truly begin when I looked through a hagstone on the beach. So I guess I'm getting two birds hagstoned at once, and using one for this fairy problem. I hope it actually lets me see fairies.
You're not sure?
Nah, dude. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. Found one!
Aw, cute. It's kind of heart-shaped, even.
Okay, let's go over to where the couple said they were hanging out.
So what are we looking for? How do we know if the veil to the other world is thinner where they were hanging out?
Ishii are also referred to as folk of the fairy mounds.
I don't want to get so close to the fairies as to see their mounds, dude.
Fucking burial mounds, dude. Not some magical mons pubis.
Mons.
Burial mounds were places that were purported to be where fairies lived. Old ruins, hawthorn trees, and caves are also places believed to be where fairies lived. That couple said they were watching the sunset by a small cave on the beach. I remember that cave from when I would visit as a little kid. We dared each other to run inside and see who was brave enough to stay the longest.
How do you know so much about fairy shit?
Being a druid? Most of us are of Irish heritage, and there's a belief among some that we're descendants of fairies and humans. That some of the Ishii didn't retreat into the other world, and lived lives with human partners. And that's where our particular flavor of druid magic comes from. That's how they explain our connection to the other world and nature.
Fucking A, dude. That's badass. You'll have to introduce me to Cosmo and Wanda later.
Shut the fuck up. There's the cave!
Cool, why don't we... son of a bitch. Jaxie! Jaxie! Leave that seagull alone! You leave that poor bird alone and come here, young man.
Oh my god.
I wonder if a hellhound can get some bird disease from eating a seagull.
He ate it whole.
I should ask the vet.
His mouth is so little. I just don't understand how he did that.
I'm glad he's finally acting like himself on that trazodone. Oh, now you come over here like I asked. You're my good boy. Now that you've had your snack, you can come with us to check out this cave. Can you let us know if there are any creatures that you can see that we can't? Kind of like you did with the ghost at home? Okay? That's my good boy.
Look at the tree on the top of the hill the cave is in.
I'm not a plant nerd. What is that?
Hawthorn tree. And it's the only tree there. Hawthorn trees, and especially trees that are all by themselves, are said to be homes for fairies. You're not supposed to sleep under one because you may be kidnapped by the fae.
So, a hawthorn tree, on a hill, over a cave. That's fairy central?
Would almost be weird if it wasn't.
Okay. Is it hagstone time?
Let's give it a shot.
Keegan held the hagstone to his right eye. He looked to the cave and the hawthorn tree above it.
See anything?
Well, I can see the veil to the other world, I think. It looks kind of wavy, like the thin spots we used to see between Earth and Hell dimensions. And there's some sparkly stuff hanging in the air. I don't know what that's about. Something magic is here, and fairies are the most probable cause. I just don't see them in the cave.
Well, shit, okay. You want to go investigate the top of that hill with the hawthorn tree and then call it a day?
Yeah, that sounds good. This hagstone is clearly doing something, so I'm gonna keep looking through it. What do you... Holy fucking shit!
As Keegan turned to look at Rita, he saw three small fairies, the size of large butterflies, hovering around Rita's head.
What? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, do I have a bug on me?
More like three fairies.
Holy shit, Jaxie, you can't see them?
Jigs up,
tits,
ladies!
Ass, fucking...
She knows we're here!
Shit-ass balls!
Hi, Miss Rita! Hello!
Who the fuck are y'all?
I'm Izzy. And Fizzy.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintances. I'm Bob.
Bob the fairy?
Yep. Bah.
Interesting.
Are you the ones who beat the shit out of that horrible couple who were here?
No, that was someone else. Other fairies live here, but they're not home right now.
We've been following you since you opened that portal.
You've been hanging with Rita since we helped the Gumbaroo?
We were using the fairy path, and we saw your powerful steed.
The ice cream truck?
Yes, we could tell you were a hero.
We learned you were the fabled Kingslayer. Killed the demon kings.
Stopped the vampire scourge.
You saved this world from being sucked into hell.
You are the hero we need, Kingslayer Demigoddess Rita.
You helped the Gumbaroo.
You did so without killing. And the girl.
The girl with the pepperoni rolls.
We were trying to help you without being seen.
We aren't supposed to be seen by humans.
But you're not entirely human.
We wanted to reveal ourselves to you.
But you're always with humans.
We couldn't tell if this one was human.
I'm human.
Something is off.
Not entirely. You are different.
Something is changing you.
Less human every day.
A transformation is nearly complete.
Yes! Something new!
I'm changing into something not human?
Yes. We've been arguing as to whether or not you count as human.
The elders would hurt us if we revealed ourselves in front of a human.
But thankfully, it seems you aren't as human as we thought.
Less and less each day.
We need you to help us, Miss Rita.
Yes, help us like you did the girl.
Teresa.
That's why we showed you her book.
Yes, so you could learn of our world.
Something is coming.
It's coming from the sea.
It's a threat to us all.
That's why we had to let you know who Balor was.
Balor, yuck.
I'll shit on his mother.
I'll piss on his grave once he's been vanquished again.
I'll fuck his wife and I'll cut his guts out and I'll eat them like spaghetti. I'll steal his identity and I'll dox his family. And I'll... Is that too much?
Way too much.
Izzy, you're scaring the hoes.
Wait. You're the ones who showed me the book? You made sure I saw the page I needed to.
Yes, it was us.
We've been helping you, Miss Rita.
Oh, I guess that makes more sense than what I thought was happening.
You're sad.
We've made them both sad.
Look at what we've done.
The not all human boy is sad.
Miss Rita is sad.
They're never gonna help us now.
No, we'll help you.
Really?
You just gave me some news I didn't expect. I'm not gonna kill the messenger.
Same. I had gotten my hopes up about something. It's not your fault.
Can we live with you?
What?
Excuse me?
We can't stay visible in the open like this.
Every moment we can be seen puts us in danger.
We need to get out of the open.
It's not just that we can be seen by humans.
Something has been killing us.
Yes, taking our homes.
Massacring fairies.
In your home, we'll be safe.
We can help you with the Fomorians.
Yes, we can.
Rita, We are famously supposed to not make deals with the Fae.
My dad is death, and he can turn them into pixie dust if they misbehave.
Pixies! We are not pixies!
Sorry. My dad will turn you into fairy dust if you try anything.
Besides, only just humans.
Neither of you are really human.
Only part.
It sucks every time you say I'm not human.
Truth hurts, bitch.
Whoa.
What do you say, Miss Rita?
I need two things first.
Anything. Anything for your help, Kingslayer, please.
Name your price.
Can you help me with the ghost in my house?
Certainly. Yes, we are creatures of the other world.
We can handle your ghost problem.
Okay. I guess there's just one other thing I need.
What is that?
My wife's permission. I want to call her real quick.
Oh, yes!
Happy wife, happy life. Am I right?
Sunny and Rita lay in bed after an exhausting day. They were intending to sleep, but their three-bedroom house now had seven occupants, ghost included. Things were loud.
I'm so sorry, Sunshine.
It's okay. The perk of vampire sleep is that once I'm out, I'm literally dead. It takes a lot to wake me up. I'm gonna pop in the sleep earbuds that Dawn left me here in a sec. I'll be okay.
Thanks for understanding. You're the best wife they ever made, you know that? These fairies need my help, and I think they can help the town.
They can also help with the ghost in our house, which is selfishly the part I'm most concerned about right now.
Okay, honestly, same. I'm not even sure my junk works anymore. The ghost won't even let me crank my hog. This is literally a way people are tortured in Hell Dimensions.
I'm worried about Keegan.
Ew, you're worried about him cranking his hog?
No. I'm worried about whatever's happening to him.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Me too. What do you think he could be turning into?
I don't know. I'm gonna see if I can ask some of the elders in the Druid Grove for advice. I smelled him today.
He needs stronger deodorant on his sweaty days, I agree.
No, I mean, with my vampire senses. None of the Murphy family smell like food to me, but they have a distinctive smell. Almost like lilacs.
Keegan doesn't smell like that anymore?
No, not at all. Closer to wood ash and topsoil? It's hard to describe it to someone without vampire senses.
Well, regardless, he clearly smells different than before the attack. Do we think Keegan is okay letting the other druids know what he's going through? Is it even safe to ask them for advice?
I don't know. You're right, though. I should ask his permission first.
I miss you.
Oh, sweetheart.
I don't even mean just the sex part. I miss spending time with you. I dealt with the fairies today. I did a shift at MBM.
MBM?
Murphy Bay Magic, that's what all the cool kids use to abbreviate it.
Oh, of course.
And then being stuck working at City Hall until 7. I just don't get to see you as much. I miss you. I'm tired of only getting to check in with you right before bed. Even when we were preventing the apocalypse, at least I got to do most of that with you. I'd kill a guy for a long weekend where we just binge wash Bake Off, get incredibly high, and snuggle on the couch.
You'd kill a guy for less than that.
I would.
I miss you too. I'm sorry, you... Really? You're gonna knock a book off the nightstand for a single kiss?
That's some half-assed ghost bullshit. Count your days, bitch!
When things calm down, I was wondering if you maybe wanted to have a little honeymoon with me?
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
I was thinking we could rent a cabin or something. Nothing too extravagant.
Anywhere I get to spend some quality time with you sounds perfect. If I had it my way, I'd wear you around like a beautiful, busty backpack all day. You'd never leave.
Oh. Oh god. I hope someone didn't summon her with prayer. She sleeps naked.
I'm sorry. You summoned me here, okay? I can't see you, but I heard you cock your gun. I'm just gonna reach for this lamp so you can see me. It's pitch black in here. But you should know that once I turn on the light...
Son of a bitch!
Hold on. That's a magic gun. Are you an artificer?
Hold the fucking phone. Is that Rita?
Viv? Artificer Viv?
What the fuck? You're naked.
I was trying to warn you of that before you tried to shoot me with the gun my dead best friend gave you. I sleep nude. I gotta let my jumble breathe. You summoned me right before bed.
I summoned you?
Are you high?
And drunk. Did the thing with the ice cream truck work? Keegan? Yeah, that kid. I love that kid.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah, he called me for help with the truck. Something about gummy bears?
Gumbaroos? Yeah, it worked, thanks to you. Did you happen to pray for help? Or like, maybe for a friend?
Whoopsie, yeah. Why did you show up? We're not friends.
Very nice, thank you. Do you not need help? I can leave if you think this was an accident.
Oh, I do. I need help.
What do you need help with?
Passing out now.
What? Well, fuck. Hey friends, before I get to thanking our Patreon supporters, I wanted to let you know of a mutual aid opportunity, one that will help my immediate neighbors and community quite a bit. So if you don't usually listen to the housekeeping section, or you started at Murphy Bay Magic, you didn't listen to today's lucky winner, you might not know that me, Violet, and James are all from Texas, and when things started looking extra unsafe for all three of us for different parts of our identities, mostly Violet, but all three of us for sure, we fled Texas and moved to Minneapolis. And if you have been paying attention to the news at all, you'll know that we've had 3,000 ICE agents invade the state, the National Guard has been deployed, and Trump is now threatening the Insurrection Act here. This means that a lot of our neighbors have not been safe to leave their homes, to go to work, to get groceries. This means that our city is hurting this community that has embraced us with open arms and has been such a lovely new home since we were forced to leave our old one. And Violet has designed a sticker that we have in the Blana Arts merch hub, and 100% of what is made from that sticker is going to go to Community Aid Network Minnesota. And that is a mutual aid coalition here that has long been established, has done great work. Minneapolis is so organized with community aid and mutual aid, it's been really easy to get plugged in. And if you go buy this Fuck ICE sticker that Violet designed, it's a big purple fist punching lettering that says Fuck ICE. It's holographic. All of the proceeds from that sticker, they are going to go to Community Aid Network Minnesota, and I will be posting when we do our donations every few weeks on my Instagram for transparency. But yeah, things are scary here. They're bad, and I think if you are not in Minneapolis, you have no way of knowing just how bad it is. It's bad. So if you want to help out our immediate community, help us, help our neighbors, please go to the Balana Arts merch hub. The link is in the show details, and you will find a link to Violet's sticker. The stickers are $5, but if you would like to give more for the sticker, there's an option where you can give more for the stickers.
And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, like Harleen, Bethany Glass, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Anarchista, Percy, Nunya B, Kate Michigoose, K-Genius, Chibs1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Nevis, Gus Lutzi, Helen Clifford, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. And you know the usual, if you want to help us out, please tell other people about the show. Tell them about any of the shows we do. Tell them about Info Dumpies. Tell them about today's lucky winner. Tell them about Murphy Bay Magic. Post about it in your favorite subreddit. Recommend it in a Discord server. The more you share about the show, the more people we get supporting us on Patreon, the more time we can spend working on these silly shows, and the more we can upgrade people's equipment, and the more we can just put more into Mixnomer. So, you tell people about the show, that helps us. We don't take paid ads. We don't pay for advertisements. So we grow entirely by word of mouth. And y'all have been so good at doing that the past, you know, 5.5 years. If you want to help us even more, you can leave a rating and review on your podcatcher of choice. You can also subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. This helps us get action on each podcatcher's respective algorithm and kind of organically get shown to people who might like something similar. It shows that our show is active, that people are engaged, and people are more likely to click play on a show that they see has an active following. If you are in a place to help us out monetarily, you can go to the show details and find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page. That's where we have bonus content for everything we do. Tiers start at just $1. And yeah, you can help us out. There's music from the shows. There's raw recordings. So the raw recording of me directing everyone in this episode of Murphy Bay Magic is up there now. And you can kind of see the whole process and how we record and how often we goof around while recording these shows. Yeah, that's a great way to help us. I haven't said that in a while. If you want to see what we're up to on social media, everyone's social media handles are in the show details. I mostly lurk on Instagram. But yeah, thank you all so much. Things are really scary right now. And I think it is important that we keep making art that aligns with our values and tells stories of queer folks and those most marginalized. And as long as I have the ability to do this, we will keep making stuff. So I appreciate you all so much. I've had quite a few listeners reach out and check in on us. And that has been, it has been wild to know that there are people that I have never met and in places I have never been who, when they hear about what's happening in Minneapolis, they have concern for us. It is cool. Sometimes the internet is very cool. But anyway, y'all, that's all I've got for you this time. Until next time, try not to die.